Okay, I want to quickly go through some work we're doing at NIOSH, looking at fatalities to youth on farms. Real quickly, there's slightly more than 730,000 youth who work on farms. This is based on data we collect at NIOSH. The vast majority of it's a fairly even split between crop, but slightly more work on livestock farms in the United States. There's been a good bit of information about trends and work-related injuries, but we really haven't been looking at the fatalities as much. It usually takes us a while to have enough cases over time. So NIOSH has not actually looked at anything for trends in work-related fatalities in this group since the early 2000s. This study tries to look at some of the more recent numbers and rates for this group. Our sources are the Bureau of Labor Statistics Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries. We were able to use the public use data files to do the majority of this work. The fatalities to youth less than 20 age, we tried to divide it up into two groups, those who worked on non-farm industries and those that worked on farms. And we looked at the data from 2003 to 2012. We were using full-time equivalent worker estimates from the Bureau of Labor Statistics current population survey. So just real quickly, between 2003 and 2012, slightly more than 1,000 youth died at work in the United States. Of these, 224 occurred on farming operations, and 153 of those occurred on crop farms. Looking at it real quick by age, the red bars are for farm youth. The blue bars are for all other industries. You'll notice that for those youth that are less than 16 years of age, those that work on farms account for the bulk of the fatalities. When you move to the 16 to 17 year olds, those working in all other industries account for more, but you still have a large proportion, just about 28%, that occurred to the youth working on farms. And then by the time you get to 18 and 19 year olds, the difference between the non-farm and the youth working on farm begins to differentiate a lot more, and you see a lot more youth in non-farm industries dying. If you look at this over time, one of the important things to notice here is that youth who are working in non-farming industries, their number of deaths has been declining relatively steadily since about 2005. A lot of this probably does have to do with the economy. Teens traditionally have a hard time finding work, so it's probably due to the recession that you saw this big drop in the number of kids working in non-farm industries. The important thing to notice, however, is that for kids working on farms, really hasn't changed that much. It hovers just about somewhere between 18 and 22 deaths per year during this time period. Looking at it from a rate standpoint, youth working in non-farms account for about 2.6 deaths per 100,000. You compare that to agriculture, it's about 28.5. If you look at youth that are working on crop operations, it's 42 per 100,000. Livestock is more than 50% below that rate, but still it's pretty unacceptable at 17 deaths per 100,000. This is looking at rates over time. The rates for youth working in non-agriculture, relatively stable. Unfortunately, the rates for youth working on farms, also relatively stable. And the difference is pretty stark. So it's a huge problem for youth working on farms. So just real quick, youth less than 20 years of age working on farms, they count for a disproportionate number of deaths. This is really very true for those who are less than 16 years of age. Their numbers on farms are just magnitudes higher than deaths occurring to other youth. The fatality rates for youth working on farms are about 11 times those for youth working on non-farm industries. There was an effort. An important point here is that child labor rules in agriculture are completely different than child labor rules for all other industries. In farming, if you are 16 to 18, child labor rules do not apply. If you are 14 to 15, there are some rules. However, there are a lot of exemptions that can be applied to these youth. So even if you are 14 or 15 year old, you're still able to operate heavy equipment, farm tractors, other types of things, with an exemption. And the most important thing to remember is that on farming operations, if you're a farm family member, child labor laws do not apply at all. There was a recent attempt to try and revise these rules. However, those rules have been pulled, and we're not sure that this will probably change anytime in the near future, that there will be any attempt to try and update the child labor laws. And that's it.